The conventional war in Sri Lanka may be nearing its final stages, but the humanitarian crisis that's left 6,500 civilians dead continues. NPR South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves was recently in Sri Lanka and filed this report.
The Tamil Tigers have been fighting for a homeland within Sri Lanka, off and on, for more than a quarter of a century. Now they're trapped on a slither of land along the island's north coast, facing possible annihilation. Gordon Weiss of the United Nations says the Sri Lankan government forces have reached a crucial stage in their efforts to defeat the rebels.
They have them holed up in a very small patch of land, about twice the size of Central Park in New York. They are completely surrounded by both on sea and land, and the government is really poised at any moment to move into this last piece of territory. The only thing preventing that is indeed the presence of large numbers of civilians.
Vice says those civilians number between 50,000 and 100,000. They're at grave risk of death or injury. Today, the Tamil Tigers, who've been using them as human shields, appealed for deliveries of food, saying civilians could soon starve. The UN, the US and many others are urging both sides in this war to stop fighting, enabling the civilians to get out. These appeals have been ignored. This man is one reason why. Viluppillai Prabhakaran is the leader of the Tamil Tigers. He's led the fight for a homeland in the island's north and east for Tamils, who've been marginalised for years by governments dominated by Sri Lanka's Sinhalese majority. The government believes Prabhakaran is still with the remnants of his force. It's determined to hunt him down. Over the last few days, more than 100,000 civilians have escaped the conflict zone. They're Tamils, who lived under the administration of the Tamil Tigers, who for a while ran a virtual mini-state in the island's north. The government's dispatching these displaced people to already overcrowded camps in northern Sri Lanka for screening. It calls these camps welfare centres. Military spokesman Udaya Nanayakara claims residents are well cared for.
All the facilities are being provided to them, and the food and everything is being given by the government to them.
Gordon Weiss, the UN spokesman in Sri Lanka, uses another word for these camps.
They are internment camps. Under international law, the government is entitled to place people in internment camps as part of their security procedures. But the proviso is that such an arrangement should not be open-ended, and that a civilian population cannot be treated en masse as a criminal population.
The Sri Lankan government says it wants to begin releasing people from the camps as soon as possible. The conventional war in Sri Lanka is now in its final stage, yet it's far from certain the conflict's over. There are deep tensions between the island's ethnic groups. The mood is one of acrimony and fear. To see that, you only have to come here to the city of Trincomalee on the island's east coast. It has a large Tamil population. It's hard to overstate the atmosphere of fear that prevails here in Trincomalee. It is almost palpable. We have spoken to a number of people over the last 2 days, and they have all refused to record an interview. They say their worry is that if they say something that upsets someone, they will be abducted and possibly assassinated. Those concerns are legitimate. The island's long been blighted by assassination squads linked to both sides in the conflict. In the centre of Trincomalee, the Sri Lankan security forces have erected roadblocks every few hundred yards. Tamils complain of being harassed and humiliated, but not everyone in Trincomalee feels that way. In the fish market, a group of Sinhalese fishermen sell their catch. This man, A.H. Lyon, says the intense security clampdown is necessary for peace and security. How long will that security last? The Tamil Tigers have a long history of suicide bombings. The fear now is that they'll continue with these, and that in this island flooded by hatred and anger, they'll have little trouble finding recruits. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.